I went to Hallam Hospital, West Bromwich, in 1943 to do my midwifery training. However, during that time, we invaded the continent, and although it was very hush-hush, we actually knew 24 hours before they invaded, because we had to empty the maternity wing, a medical ward, a surgical ward, and also one of the theatres. So we knew that something was going to happen. The night of the invasion, we had the first lot of patients who were still in battle dress, with a ticket fastened on them, saying more or less what their injuries were. It was very dramatic, especially for our young girls, whose fiancés and boyfriends could have been one of them. In the first fortnight, three lads died of gas gangrene, which they picked up. I'll tell you something now. I've got untold love for the people of South Staffs because they were so good to the soldiers. One old lady, I shall always remember her, a West Bromwich woman, she came every week with an egg and she used to say, "I've brought this for the soldiers." You know, they were very good to the soldiers. The lads we got walking, although they had terrible injuries, were happy, you know. We had our sad times and we had our happy times. One of the happy times was, "Are you off duty on Saturday afternoon, nurses? Would you like to take some of the lads to see the Throstles?" Now, I know the West Bromwich football team as the Throstles, not the Baggies. And we used to take perhaps 20 of the lads that were convalescent to see the football match, and we quite enjoyed it. People would invite the lads as well. As poor as the rations were, they would invite perhaps two for the Sunday dinner. And perhaps the public house would have some and give them dart matches and things like that. I shall always think very highly of them because, I mean, they were living on sort of bare necessities themselves, and yet they were kind enough to entertain the lads that were leaving. We had them from the Army, the Navy and the Air Force and everything. What happened was that ours was the collecting base, and according to the severity of the injuries, for example, if a lad lived in Yorkshire, they'd go to all the hospitals all over the country, and then later on to their own districts. But of course, we had so many casualties those first few weeks that we had collecting bases at Hallam and Selly Oak, which were the sort of hubs to send these boys to their own part of the country. Monty came while I was there, and I shook hands with him. And he was a bit smaller than me. I nearly collapsed when I saw him. He was such a little chap, very dapper. He reminded me of a jockey, a little dapper man. I think it was his height that did it. He came to Hallam to see the boys in 1944 or 45. He stayed all one afternoon and he shook hands with everybody. Staff, patients, the kitchen staff. It was very impressive. The papers were full of it. Another thing I remember, I was on night duty at the time, and there was a private patient, a Mr. Grant, you know, the baker. Now, who told him, I don't know. Maybe one of the night nurses, but no one admitted to it, but I know it wasn't me. Well, they must have told him that the bread was rationed, because they only had two slices a day, you know. After that, the next morning, the girl said, "You know, Mr. Grant, he said that if we go to any of his shops and say that we're nurses from Hallam, if Mr. Grant is there, you can have a loaf of bread." Well, there was a Grant's in New Street and one opposite Dartmouth Park Gates. Anyway, a Scots girl went to Grant's for a loaf, and we were that hungry that we pulled the loaf to bits and ate it. Well, the rations. We had porridge for breakfast, and if you hadn't got your own sugar, there was always a big canister of salt on the table. If you didn't carry your rations around with you, which was a bit of a bind, they went. If you left them in the dining room, they were gone. On the tape in that book, A Century of Memories, that's a book that was published by West Bromwich User Group in 2000, when that family went back to look for their dog that night during the worst blitz, we had a chapel within Hallam grounds. It was a lovely chapel. It didn't get burned down, but it wasn't usable. Oh, we had some scares during the air raids. We got air raid shelters in the grounds near the nurses' home and path lab, and we used to take the patients in them. You went quite a way down, and on the way, if it was pouring with rain, you got wet through. It was a bit like an Anderson shelter, and you went underground. Talking about the path lab, there's a bit I've missed out. It was nothing to do with the war, actually, but it was while the war was on, Oh, we had a great tragedy. We presumed that what happened was that they dropped a bottle of spirits and exploded and caused a fire in the lab. It set everything on fire and two girls got killed. Yes, I shall always remember. I was going with Willy Wimberger on his rounds of the surgical ward, and the next thing we knew, it happened so quickly. Somebody shouts, "Fire, fire in the lab." Well, there were hoses at each end of the ward, and I can remember him throwing his books down, catching hold of me and saying, "Come on, nurse," grabbing hold of the hose, and we ran there, but it was an inferno. We couldn't do anything. I wonder how many people remember that. And we had to have our pharmacy ferried from Dudley Road because they had to rebuild the pharmacy at Hallam. The soldiers didn't have any occupational therapy or anything like that. You see, after we sorted them out, they were transferred, but they came to us first. I'll always remember it. I was in outpatients, that's how I know they were still in their khaki. We were on the receiving end when they came in. They had air ambulance. Well, they were flown in and then picked up as an emergency and brought to Selly Oak and Hallam. I don't know whether that other little hospital, the district, well, I don't know if they had any, because we had no connection with the district. None at all. None whatsoever. And I'd just like to say that Apple was thrilled to be presented with several books about West Bromwich, and she was always interested in the town.